To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. It's Monday and time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It is the 7th of March, 2022. Here comes some of the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. It's Monday. We haven't done this in a while, so let's have some hacker news. Hackers seem to have gotten some of Samsung's confidential data. Yes, last Friday, some South American hacking group actually unloaded a bunch of data that claimed to be from the smartphone manufacturer. It was the folks over there at Bleeping Computer that actually brought this story to light, going on to say that these hackers obtained the bootloader source code for all of Samsung's recent devices, and even got code for highly sensitive features like biometric authentication and even on-device encryption. Yeah, that doesn't sound too good, does it, for the end consumers? Not to mention, it also included confidential data from Qualcomm. All in all, the hack accumulated about 190 gigabytes of data, which is currently now being shared via the dark web. Now, as far as reaching out to comment from Samsung, well, since it happened on a Friday and now it's a Monday, we probably won't hear anything until tomorrow. Get ready for the Mac Studio. Well, hopefully. Rumors are starting to suggest that's what we're going to be seeing. This being a headless Mac between a Mac Mini and a Mac Pro. Sort of the sweet spot in the middle. The Mac Studio desktop will be based completely around the Mac Mini, with a little bit of design change and a lot more horsepower. We've also heard from the same sources that a base version would use the M1 Max processor, the same one that was used in the 2021 MacBook Pro. But there'll also be a higher configuration, which we don't really know the chip of right now, but we're assuming would be much more powerful. Of course, this is also basing around the rumors about a new Apple display, something we could be seeing at the Apple event this week. Most people have said this will be called the Apple Studio Display with a 7K resolution. The new monitor also would include a new A13 chip, the same one used in the iPhone 11. Apparently, that would be put in there to offload some processing tasks. Finally, are there still Kodi users out there? Now, before you go down that rabbit hole and say, oh yeah, people that like illegal stuff. Well, it's not completely true, but Kodi, yeah, it's still around. Even though you won't really find this on the Android App Store currently. But those of you who have been following Kodi, you might remember 5 months ago, the Kodi Foundation, yes indeed, that is what it's called, they actually released Kodi 19.2 Matrix, which had a whole bunch of changes, fixes, features, pretty much bringing the whole platform really up to date. Now the Kodi team has returned with 19.4. Yeah, it's still the Matrix, but has a lot more fixes and improvements, particularly a fix for the home screen context menu. There's also a fix for the seek bar, which most users know that disappeared about 5 seconds after they tried to use it. There's also been a fix for the English keyboard, missing an all-important semicolon. As far as the new features go, there's now a method for recording based on season and episode for a TV show, not to mention some new UI improvements. Now, like we said, you won't find 19.4 in the Android store, but you can always find it over there at Kodi's official website. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, located at britishtechnetwork.com. That's where you can grab the new Mac show and big show that were just posted. Check out the latest photo show as well, and so much more. Also, don't forget to check us out on our social media destinations at Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope your week starts out well for you. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.